February 10, 1967, 1122, Erie County Sheriff's Department, Sandusky, Ohio, with Constable Gary Butler, who earlier this morning sighted a UFO over the NASA installation outside of town. Yes, this is Rick Hilberg of Cleveland and Earl Neff of Cleveland interviewing from NICAP. Constable Butler, could you just briefly tell us, run through the sighting and tell us what you saw and the approximate times and any comments you might have or elaborations?
Well, this officer went on patrol in the earlier part of Friday morning, was going down one of our side roads, Shank Road, which runs parallel with NESA, the local NASA establishment. I was going on the east, from an east to west direction, and making my turn onto the main road when I observed a bluish, bright colored a disc object in the southwestern direction of the county. I observed this object for approximately 5 minutes before relaying the message to the sheriff's department to make sure that what I did see was a true thing. When I relayed the message to the sheriff's department, the state patrol responded also. The deputy was on Route 250 approaching the bypass when he called to this officer. I observed the object at a stationary position approximately a mile and a half, maybe 2 miles away. After observing it for approximately 6 to 7, maybe 8 minutes, this object began to decline towards the ground and it disappeared behind a group of trees. At this time, I radioed to the other officers who immediately responded to the area, and I myself went to the area to which I saw the object disappear to, and after almost an hour and a half of observation, we could not locate anything.
You mentioned during the previous interview when you were filling out our report form that you noticed some interference in your radio communications. Approximately what time did this happen, and what was the nature of the interference?
The time, I'm uncertain about. I would estimate somewhere around 4 o'clock. There was some static. I had to repeat my transmission two or three times because the deputy at the station could not understand. Also, there was two officers, I believe, from the Bellevue area who saw a bright object in the sky, which they observed for several minutes, and they said it disappeared. I don't know if this was any connection at all, but it might have been a jet or something to this effect.
Constable Butler, I'd like to ask you, did you, at the distance you were away from this, detect any sound whatever from the object?
That's negative. There was no sound whatsoever. I did shut off the motor to my vehicle. I had the ignition on so I could hear my radio. I heard nothing. I shone my spotlight on the vicinity of where the disc-shaped object was, but the beams of the spotlight did not reach the area, the object itself.
I'd also like to ask you, Constable, if you had any previous interest in this subject, or have you read any articles or books on this particular subject in the past? In other words, have you had any interest in along those lines?
I have read just a little bit local newspapers in this, and I have observed on the television and radio. But as far as being interested in it, I haven't, as of yet, until this point, been fascinated with it, you might say, or even interested in it. I'm like everybody else, I would say, that has heard this or read of first people of observation. I, too, thought that they were nuts in some respects, but after seeing what I saw last night, my attitude may change.
Constable Butler, could you give us a brief description of the weather conditions in the vicinity at the time of the report?
If I remember correctly, I believe it was cloudy and the weather was cold. There was a slight a breeze or a wind blowing out of the southwest, approximately 10, maybe 15 miles an hour. The atomic reactor at NESA was in operation, but this reactor was in the eastern part of the county or the establishment of NESA.
Constable Butler, do you know, did any of the people at NASA have any knowledge of this object passing anywhere near the place where it might have been or not?
Well, I spotted about 3:42. There was a guard of NESA who went by the area about 4 o'clock, 5 after 4, he said, but this had already disappeared before that time. But as far as anybody else seeing it, I am the only one, evidently, that had access to seeing this this object.
You were referring, I presume, to Plumbrook, right?
That's true.
Was there a moon or were there stars that night?
I believe the earlier part of the evening there was some stars out and there was a moon, but at this particular time I don't believe that there was any.
Did you see any other cars passing you at the time on the road where you were?
Negative. There was nobody on the road. This was pretty early in the morning and there was nobody on the road. Traffic was very light, if any at all.
Did you notice any physical effects afterward, any yellow effects, any burning of the eyes or burning of any part of an exposed section of skin or headache or anything of this nature after looking at this object?
No, there was no physical reaction towards this, except after looking at the object, there were same effects as you might see at when a camera or flash bulb is goes off in front of your eyes.
I'd like very much to thank you for your fine cooperation, Constable Butler, and I know Mr. Hilberg is very appreciative. Are there any other questions you'd like to ask, Rick?
No, not at this time.